Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Have you heard of Equip for Equality? Equip for Equality is a nonprofit and a federally appointed watchdog group for people with disabilities in Illinois. They released a 96-page report titled Youth in Crisis, Stop Civil Rights Violations Against Vulnerable Students with Disabilities at the Cook County Juvenile Detention Center and its alternative school. Their managing attorney at Equip for Equality is Rachel Shapiro. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. I read the report and it made me shudder to think that kids with disabilities are being restrained. And I know this is part of the report. How are they being restrained, and is that legal?
Thanks for having me. A number of the youth are being restrained in a variety of ways. So one of the ways that the youth describe to us is that they're being restrained sometimes face down, which is a particularly dangerous form of restraint called prone restraint, which is actually illegal during the school day, although it is still legal outside of the school day. And that was the form of restraint that really concerned us the most. A number of youth even reported that one of the youth had a seizure when being restrained face down.
And so this happens during school hours where they can be restrained, or just after school hours, because, of course, they're in the custody of Cook County, and they're at the mercy of the people who have them, so to speak, in custody.
Some of the restraints occurred during the school day, and then some of them occurred after the school hours between the end of the school day and bedtime.
And when we talk about children with disabilities, is it a wide range? What type of disabilities are we talking about?
It is a wide range. A number of these youth have learning disabilities, and then many of them also have mental health diagnoses. So many of them have been victims of trauma, or they've developed trauma based upon certain experiences they've had. Many have mood disorders, ADHD, depression, just a wide gamut of mental health conditions.
Rachel Shapiro is the managing attorney for Equip for Equality and their disabilities watchdog group. And through this report, they said that the kids they were talking to said they were treated like dogs. So you were federally appointed. There had to be complaints, and it was your job to investigate them. What happens with your report next?
So we're an agency that receives federal funds, and part of our mandate is to do these types of investigations. At the moment, what we're doing is meeting with some of the relevant stakeholders, talking to people who've reached out to us after reviewing the report, and then deciding what steps we want to take based on the information we're getting from the different stakeholders.
And what about the people who are saying you need to shut it all down?
We have a concern. There have been longstanding issues, and that's why in our report we did recommend closing down the large facility and opening up smaller facilities. There are issues like this that have been going on for quite a long time, and many different groups have brought these issues to light. So the fact that they're still ongoing left us feeling like our recommendation needed to be to close the facility instead of trying to advocate for more continued reforms with the facility open.
And so when these kids, they're kids to me, are being physically restrained, are they all on camera? I mean, is video available? I know I went to speak to a class one time at a juvenile detention facility in California, and I was stunned because I didn't know that most of the places where they lived were all glass boxes. People could see them all the time. And I'm not going to say that I didn't feel fear when they locked me in the room with, you know, kids that I didn't know what they were in for. So tell us a little bit about the people who are in custody at the juvenile detention facility at Cook County.
An important thing to know is that this is a juvenile jail. So most of these students have not been found guilty of any crime. These are students who are there pre-trial and may ultimately be found not guilty. There are cameras in various parts of the facility, and there are certain staff that wear body cameras. However, we did receive information from youth complaining that some of these incidents would occur in their cells where there were not cameras, and that the body cameras, they were telling us, were selectively turned on.
And so can people read this report? There are people texting. They want to know more. They've got questions. Has it been publicly published? Is it published?
Yes, the report has been publicly released. It's available on our website, equipforequality.org.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.